Please, Mr. Holmes, where you're going, you'll want to be dressed.
Exactly where I'm going.
You wearing any pants?
No.
Okay. Back in your palace. Right. I'm seriously fighting an impulse to steal an ashtray. What are we doing here? Sherlock, seriously, what?
I don't know.
Here to see the Queen?
Oh, apparently, yes.
Just once, can you two behave like grown-ups?
We solve crimes, I blog about it, and he forgets his pants. I wouldn't hold out too much hope.
I was in the middle of a case, Mycroft.
What, the hiker and the backfire? I glanced at the police report. A bit obvious, surely.
Transparent.
Time to move on, then. We are in Buckingham Palace, the very heart of the British nation. Sherlock Holmes, put your trousers on.
What for?
Your client.
And my client is?
Illustrious in the extreme. And remaining, I have to inform you, entirely anonymous. Mycroft.
Harry, may I just apologise to the state for my little brother?
Full-time occupation, I imagine. And this must be Dr. John Watson, formerly of the 5th Northumberland Fusiliers.
Hello, yes.
My employer is a tremendous fan of your blog.
Your employer?
Particularly enjoy the one about the aluminium crutch.
Thank you.
And Mr. Holmes the Younger. You look taller in your photographs.
Take the precaution of a good coat and a short friend. Mycroft, I don't do anonymous clients. I'm used to mystery at one end of my cases. Both ends is too much work. Good morning.
This is a matter of national importance. Grow up.
Get off my seat.
Or what?
Or I'll just walk away.
I'll let you.
Boys, please.
Not here.